July 28, 1990, and I'm talking with famous outfielder and pitcher, Bob Lemon. And at first I'd like to ask you, what are some of the most memorable moments of your career?
Well, I have so many wonderful things that happened to me, you know, pitching in a World Series, managing in a World Series, and coaching in a World Series, and there are just a lot of wonderful things. I've had a lot of hills and a lot of valleys, and just thank God that there's been more hills than there have valleys.
Uh-huh. What do you recall about Bob Feller's no-hitter? Do you have any special reminiscences of that?
Well, I played center field in the one against New York, and that was an outstanding 1-0. Frankie Hayes hit a home run in, I think it was the top of the 9th inning. That was the only run of the ball game, and it was very exciting to be in New York and Yankee Stadium and be participating in that.
What does it feel like playing night after night in Cleveland Stadium before packed houses of 60 and 70,000 when the city of Cleveland hasn't really experienced that in over 30 years?
Well, it was outstanding. That was probably the greatest era of baseball, right after the war, when everybody got home and they were servicemen were happy to get home and go to a ball game, and there wasn't a hell of a lot else going on. There was not much pro football in those days, and basketball and the other sports like there is nowadays. But it was very exciting to draw over 2,600,000 people, and when they hadn't drawn a million any time before.
The 1954 series was disappointing for quite a few people around here. What was the attitude of the team going in, and did they actually think that something like that could really happen?
Well, we played the Giants probably 20, 30 times during spring training, and they had a good ball club. We knew that we were in for a battle. I know we were supposed to be the favorites, but none of us felt like favorites. We knew we had our work cut out, and we left, I think, 26 men on in the first two ball games. We just didn't get that one hit that counted, you know, and they did.
Yeah. Especially in that first game. the guy who did that occasionally visits my next door neighbor, and I never let him forget it. What was your secret behind turning the Yankees around in 1978?
Well, I think the big thing was they had had some injuries to key men. Munson was hurting, and Reggie was hurting. And when I took over, well, they had made a little run. They went from 14 to 10 when I took over, and they were 10 back. And Munson went back behind the plate, and Reggie went to right field, and they just started playing, you know, and up to their par.
What player playing now or playing since you've retired or while you've been coaching and managing reminds you the most of you when you were a player?
Well, I haven't found anybody that ugly yet. So I don't know. There's I think everybody I've watched have same goals. They want to do the best job they can and give 100%, and that's about all you can ask of a player nowadays.
I'm sure that's how you'll be remembered also. One final question. How do you occupy your time? When and where? How and where do you occupy your time these days?
Well, I live in Long Beach, California, and I'm still on the payroll for the Yankees, and I watch ball games at Anaheim Stadium and Dodger Stadium, and I can keep pretty well up with it that way. And television.
Oh, yeah. Okay, thank you very much, Bob. Okay.